All right, Eastern Sierra. Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter, and I want to just let you know that the Eastern Sierra Mountain Film Festival is our episode sponsor for the day. It's happening October 4th through 7th of 2023, and you should not miss it. All right, we have a fair bit of things to go over for you today, so stay tuned, including the weather. But now, word from our series sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're gonna get that. And then we move on to sides. I wanna get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I gonna get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
I just want to thank our series sponsors, High Point Solar and Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, as well as the Eastern Sierra Mountain Film Festival for sponsoring this episode. It's happening October 4th through 7th in Bishop and Mammoth. All right, some very important topics today. There's going to be a prescribed burning commencing in Inyo National Forest. The first location, pit unit, located 1 mile east of Mammoth Lakes, Sherwin Creek area, 235 acres are targeted. Smoke will be visible south of Highway 203, north of Sherwin Creek Road, east of Sherwin Campground, and west of FS101C. And the other smoke unit located Smoky Bear Flat, 2 miles northeast of Mammoth Lakes. 350 acres are targeted. Smoke will be visible south of Smoky Bear Flat on the east side of Highway 395, north of Forest Road 3S126A, and west of 3S38. So just so you know, after ignitions are complete, smoke may continue to be visible for a week while resources are quote unquote mopping up. These prescribed fire projects are designed to mimic the natural return interval and restore natural fire intensity, said Jeffrey Carl, captain of Engine 322 and also the burn boss for the above project. All right. Well, I wish us and everyone and all our firefighters a lot of luck in creating that natural fire so we can get some fuels reduced and be safe as Eastern Sierra citizens from fires, wildfires. All right. And the Lone Pine Paiute Shoshone tribe is having a virtual lab open house. Come check out the new virtual computer lab for the Lone Pine Paiute Shoshone community. See Intel's new desktop virtualization technology in person and join members of the community, tech partners, and Guminza Novi Indian Tacos for lunch. It's going to be on Saturday, October 7th from 12 to 2 p.m. The Lone Pine Paiute Shoshone Tribe is proud to host the new computer lab and to provide digital literacy to the workforce development trainings to the LPPSR tribal community. It'll be at address 1103 South Main Street, Lone Pine, California. Lunch is provided. Remember, it's the Indian tacos for lunch. And all right, there's at Silk Studio is announcing a Youth Aerial Silks classes for fall 2023. Silk Studio, Bishop's premier destination for aerial arts, is thrilled to announce a five-week youth class this fall, designed exclusively for children 6 to 12. Classes will be held from October 10th through November 14th with no class on 10/31. All right, you can go to easternsierranow.com or download the app and go to the article that says Silk Studio announces Youth Aerial Silks classes for fall 2023. And there's sign-up forms right there for ages 6 to 8 and ages 9 to 12. Go ahead and navigate to Eastern Sierra Now if you're interested. All right, looks like the Fuelwood Collection season has been extended until November 30. So you can go and collect wood in the Inyo National Forest until November 30, until the weather no longer allows it because of resource damage. Now, there's some rules here. Please park off the pavement. However, keep in mind that vehicle access and parking is only allowed one vehicle length width from identified roads on the maps. Do not drive onto multi-user pathways or trails. Leave older logs that have been placed parallel to adjacent roads. These are intended to prevent off-road travel. The Lakes Basin Collection Area may close for periods due to dangerous winter driving conditions. And a permit is still required to obtain a permit. Call collection officers that are staffed at the visitor centers. Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center, White Mountain Ranger Station, Mono Lake Scenic Area Visitor Center, and Eastern Sierra Interagency Visitor Center. All of those links are on Eastern Sierra Now, or you can download the Eastern Sierra Now app and have access to all that information. All right, and we got some Eastern Sierra Pride. Okay, community meetups at the Bishop Meetup Mountain Rambler Brewery, Monday, October 2nd, tonight, 2023, 6 to 9 p.m. The Bishop Meetup at the Coffee Church Indie Coffee Roasting Company every Sunday from 8 a.m. to noon. The book club, they're reading The Lavender House by Lev A.C. Rosen, October 11, 2023, 6 to 7 p.m. at Mammoth Lakes Public Library. And then the Mammoth Meetup at the Warming Hut, Wednesday, October 25th, 2023, from 6 to 8 p.m. Sierra Shanty Bishop every Sunday at 9 a.m. And for more information, please email Wills, W-I-L-S, at easternsierrapride.org. And now for Bronco football. The Powder Puff football game is tonight, October 7th at 7 p.m. Go get there. Gates open at 6:30 p.m., $1 admission, and $5 for adults to support BUHS football. It's over at the Bishop Union High School. Go Broncos. All right, and October 3rd, Tuesday, the National Night Out, Holland Park on Church Street, first responders, barbecues, and games, celebrating number 40 years of the National Night Out, and we're honoring our first responders. So go meet them at Holland Park on Church Street. It's going to be from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night on Tuesday. All right, all right, all right. I'm really sorry that I missed Friday. I had some personal issues and I didn't mean to miss, but thank you so much to the Eastern Sierra Mountain Film Festival going on the October 4th through 7th for sponsoring this episode. Thank you so much, Eastern Sierra citizens, for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. My name is Byron Walzer. I'm new to the Eastern Sierras, but I very much want to make myself a staple within it. All right. See you tomorrow. Byron out.